I think it's when I just entered secondary school, and then we have like an interest group. It's not really for practicing for the public exam, but just you have a foreign teacher whose native language is English, and then we just play games and then watch videos, and it was really interactive. And I think the problem, like, for Hong Kong students to learn English language is that when you're not good at it, you kind of just, you know, it's really difficult, and you try to get rid of it instead of really, you know, try to build up some interest into the language learning experience itself.
Okay, and what is your most memorable English reading experience?
I don't really read, so most memorable, you know, is a bit difficult, but then I think the books that I found interesting in reading is not really those helped you to practice your English skills, or the classical literature is not really those, is what you're interested in. For example, if you're science students, then you may find reading notebooks related to this discipline more interesting and memorable. So I think it's not really about how good the books were written. It's about whether you really interested in what it is about, the book is about.
So then what do you read in your free time?
Free time?
Yeah.
Now, I don't really read, you know, as leisure, in leisure time. I just really read, you know, those I'm required to, you know, mentioned in the course syllabus. So I don't like reading.
Oh,
yeah. Why? Maybe because most books are written for sale. How to say? It's kind of, they have a purpose, you know, maybe to write some exaggerated thing, or those are really, you know, far from reality. So I don't really like reading books.
That means most of your English reading now is related to the academic.
Yeah.